We now continue our series of reflections on God's creation and the environment with this contribution by Gavin da Costa, a professor in Catholic theology at the University of Bristol in Western England, referring to Pope Benedict's remarks on how environmental degradation is often the result of myopic economic interests. Da Costa says the Pope's words help us to understand our vocation as human beings and realise that every economic decision has a moral consequence.
A friend of mine complained that every time he heard about environmental issues, people ended up being gloomy and critical of everyone else. So today I want to start from somewhere different and try and avoid the gloom. I'd like to start with how wonderful and amazing is creation. The Bible starts with the same jaw-dropping awe at the beauty of creation. If you read Genesis 1, after every day of creating, we are told that God saw it was good. And on the day after creating us, the human person, God saw it was very good. That could have been a joke or a mistake, but let's hope it was not. We are part of creation. We are very good. And here's a story that brought this home for me. I was present at the birth of both my children, Sachin, my son, and Roshan, my daughter. It was literally a life-changing experience. For one thing, my wife was in considerable pain during the first birth, and to see someone you love cry out for quite so long as she did was just terrifying. It made me realise how little control over nature I have. But then to see a tiny, shiny head emerge, and to hold this precious boy wrapped in swaddling clothes, was one of the greatest joys of my life. My daughter was born in water, and my wife's experience was much calmer and with no less joy. I realised in both cases from that day on, I had to really live for someone else. I should add that being a selfish person, I'm not too good at this. And then I began to understand Pope Benedict's words in his World Peace message. He said, "Seeing creation as God's gift to humanity helps us understand our vocation and worth as human beings. Contemplating the beauty of creation inspires us to recognise the love of the Creator, that love which moves the sun and the other stars." Well, my children are natural gifts, but they do bring on a certain dark shadow when I seek to protect, nurture, and keep them intact to help them flourish. How so? Well, bringing up children is fraught as well as thrilling and eye-opening. There is the whole commercial world which tells you that happy children need this game, those shoes, this particular holiday, and these special opportunities. There are siren sounds insisting that if we really want the best for our children, we have to spend, acquire, and consume with them, or else they and we will be unhappy. Well, of course, there is a grain of truth here, but the most important action towards our kids does not cost us a penny. It costs us a lot more. Time and attention. In my case, it costs putting them before a ferocious ambition in my professional life. It costs putting them before having a good time socially, and sadly, the list could go on and on. But I have a faint hope that when they look back over their lives, the imperfect love they have received will be that which they most remember, more than the bike, more than the holidays. I know that their love is the greatest gift I have received from them. It is a gift that heals and nourishes me more than I can say. Now, while nature does not show love to me, it heals, nourishes, and sustains me. I can see why people call her Mother Nature. Now, at this point, you will probably say, "Your children are not your environment." Well, I'm not so sure. Listen to Pope Benedict's words from the same speech. He says, "It is not hard to see that environmental degradation is often due to the lack of far-sighted official policies or to the pursuit of myopic economic interests, which then tragically become a serious threat to creation. To combat this phenomenon, economic activity needs to consider the fact that every economic decision has a moral consequence, and thus show increased respect for the environment. So, increased respect for our children, like our environment, trying not to use them for our own ends, is the beginning of a flourishing that is not within our control. But more often than not, it is also a source of delight that really makes life worth living. I really do think this is true of creation, and I know it's true about my children, at least so far. So here's a green thought to finish with. Loving God trains us to think about others and their needs. Let us think today about how we might help the green space that someone else needs, our children and their children, and all children. We might even join in that Genesis chorus, "And God saw it was good," and we might even add, "It was very good."
That reflection came from Gavin da Costa, a professor in Catholic theology at Bristol University.